Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, which he produces from hundreds of business managers just like you and me every month to find out what's going on. Sam, in the previous segment, we talked about the general business conditions and the fact that that the numbers aren't looking great. They're not looking good at all. So let's break it down, though. Let's get into the weeds a little bit on the survey and talk about what I call a pipeline, the sales pipeline. You call it order backlogs. I'm surprised that business conditions overall are down, but sales pipeline, your order backlogs are up for the next 60 days, Sam. Usually sales cures all ills.
Well, yes. Order backlogs are interesting because they communicate two things. One is it tells you what's likely to happen in the near-term future. If you have a big order backlog, a big pipeline, you know you're going to be making deliveries. And this is not retailers. It's not educational institutions. It's not healthcare facilities. But it's a lot of businesses operate on orders that come in for future delivery. And so it's a very, very good clue on what looks like it is coming for the next month or two. And so the order backlogs actually are strong in the 60-day outlook. They improved. But the second part of order backlogs is that they tend to be more seasonally affected than most other indicators. So, for example, as of the 1st of August, you have the back to school, you have the end of summer, you have the beginning of fall, and a lot of businesses that have been in sort of the doldrums or a slowdown in the summer start picking up. These are industrial businesses start picking up in the fall. And we think that the big influence here is more seasonal than it is an indicator that everything's wonderful in the economy.
Well, I hope that's the case. I mean, I'm obviously I wish the economy were picking up, but
I wish.
but this sales, Sam, we've got to figure out how to get an overall. The attitude about sales, Sam, is so patchy, it's so spotty, that this is, it's almost like we're just buying things that we have to replace, that we're not buying something because it's going to be a good investment. We're not stretching, we're not taking risks, we're not trying to see an opportunity that's out there and we're going to ramp up for it. That's the kind of dynamism that causes economies to grow, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I think it's still a residual of the thumper of a recession that we went through. This was the worst recession since the Depression, and we're still feeling the effects of that, and the build-up to that recession, the factors that built up into that were long-term coming, and so the effects of it going out are also long-term. And we still are feeling that. We're cautious. And also the fact that our economy is growing at such a slow rate, yes, it's growing, but at such a slow rate, we still have caution. And so we're doing what we can do.
That rate, Sam, that rate is so slow that it's not really even covering the for example, in employment and it's barely covering maintenance, is barely covering obsolescence, is barely covering the new people coming into the workplace. The next thing is in your list there is capital expenditures. That's what I was talking about a minute ago. Arrows are red for this month and red for the next 2 months.
Yes, both the past 30 days and the outlook for capital expenditures is negative, and we think that's not a good idea, or it's not a good indication, because it reflects a shortfall in confidence. We think money is there, but the confidence is waning about whether to spend money on new things. And also, let me point out that capital expenditures also have a seasonal effect, in which a lot of businesses will slow down in the summer and use that time to do their capital expenditure installations, their changeovers, right, their upgrades, and so forth. And as you get toward the end of the summer, then that effect goes away, and part of this downward arrow, just like the upward arrow in order backlogs was somewhat seasonal, the downward arrow has a seasonal component in capital expenditure commitments. Nevertheless, it's disturbing to see that they're as weak as they seem to be.
Well, and capital availability and pricing, the availability of loans, for example, for businesses, it doesn't look so bad going out. But Sam, we polled our audience last week, and three-fourths of them either don't want loans or can't get a loan. Sam, when you've got three-fourths of half of the economy not borrowing money to take advantage of opportunities, that's a big indicator about how the economy's doing.
Well, it is. Now, we have a green arrow looking out, but we think our interpretation of that is that last month there was such great concern about the outlook for tightening in the overall credit situation, that this green arrow looking out is actually a reaction to an overly negative reaction last month. Capital availability is...
I got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, Sam and I are going to talk about the employment situation on here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.